Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's so special about Harley-Davidson motorcycles? And why are several hundred Harleys coming to Pella? Let's go in-depth with Alicia Sloan, Jefferson, Ted Orr, Ames, Don Norton, Robbins, and Bob Ruthven, Pella, with the Iowa State Harley Owners Group. What's special about Harley-Davidson motorcycles?
Harley Owners Group, HOG, is a family-oriented organization that promotes just getting together and riding our Harley-Davidsons. And riding a Harley-Davidson is like not riding any other motorcycle. The people that you meet and the people that you see will always come up to you when you're riding a Harley to talk to you about it.
So Harley-Davidson is an American icon. How did it get to be that way?
That's a great question. It's just like, it's part of Americana, you know, apple pie and the flag, red, white, and blue. It's just 1903 started, and it's still one of the oldest motorcycle companies. It is actually the oldest one continuously still going on. Indian Motorcycles is still, that brand is still out there and was recently purchased, but Harley is the only American-made motorcycle that originally started in 1903. It's still been producing ever since then to this day.
And it's something that you see in all the movies. It's like John Deere or Pepsi or any of those other kinds of great American icons. But why?
It's freedom. It's America. It's the wide open spaces. It's the steel, the iron horse. You know, it's cowboys. You know, it's just that freedom of America.
Well, that's like, what they, say, it's only a biker knows why a dog sticks his head out the window going down the road. I mean, that's, it's just that open air. You go down the road, you smell fresh cut grass, you smell the pig lot, the manure lot. You go by a barbecue place, you can smell the barbecue cooking. It's just stuff when you're in a car you're not going to sense.
Yep. But it's also a tribute to America and its entrepreneurship and, you know, how Harley and Davidson got together in 1903 and just playing around in the shed in the backyard, and they came up with an American invention that's lived on through the century and has been used in wars and just for basic transportation, for mail delivery, for, I mean, you...
military.
Any sort of activity that needed to be used, Harley-Davidson was there to offer its services for use to adapt their motorcycles to make life easier.
So a story of American innovation and pride and hard work and also tied to the great American roads and sort of an outlaw image and that was part of it that isn't so much a part of it anymore.
No, it's more family oriented now.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but don't I have an image of Peter Fonda riding a Harley and Easy Rider?
Yes, you do. You do. Yeah. And that's it. That, you know, he and Jack Nicholson are touring the country on a motorcycle. They're
Dennis
going across
Hopper.
The country.
Dennis Hopper.
Yep. Yeah. But they're riding across America, you know, with their tent, their sleeping bag, and that's, you know, that's the freedom of America.
And so the rest of us riding around in our little air-conditioned cars and pickups, we're just missing it all.
You are. Like Ted said, I mean, there's nothing like, you know, I mean, if you look at all of us, I mean, we all have stressful jobs in our everyday lives, but when you get out on your Harley and ride across America, it's a stress reliever. It's, you're wide open. It's just, you know, it's just a way to enjoy this great country that we have here, the freedom.
And the Harley community is, they become more like your family. I mean, the acquaintances and the friendships that you make with other Harley riders is like no other friendship with any other group. It's just, you're cemented together by the unique experience of riding a Harley-Davidson motorcycle.
So you share something in common that somebody sitting here like me can't possibly understand unless I climb up.
It's one of those things. I used to have street rides. You get in your street ride, you go uptown, you park it, do your thing, but be back home in a couple hours. Now I tell my wife I'll be back a little bit. She knows I'm gone 4 hours on the bike. It's just a little bit's 4 hours at home. She knows if I'm on the bike, I ain't coming home until later. It's just, it's something different than versus being in a street ride. Because a street ride, you usually go someplace, you park, you BS, then you get on the bike, you go down the back roads, you stop where you want to stop, you go again. And people just are friendly about it.
People reach out to you that aren't Harley owners? Is there a curiosity by just regular people that don't own Harleys about Harleys?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You bet. Like Alicia said, anytime you pull up and you're riding a Harley, people come up to you and said, oh, yeah, my grandfather, I used to ride one, or my father had one, or my grandfather had one. And, you know, it's the Harley is a common denominator, too. As I mentioned, we all have different occupations we do in life, but, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter what my occupation is, what Ted's is, and what Bob's is. You know, there's doctors, lawyers, there's laborers, all kinds of people ride Harleys. And you don't even know. When you ride up and go to rallies and go to a state hog rally like we're having here in Pella, and you talk to people, but you don't talk to them what their occupation is. It's just the common thing is we all ride and love Harley Davidsons, and that's the common thread.
And so, for many things in our lives, we're segmented into our groups, our professions, say our churches,
exactly,
or whatever.
Yep.
But this cross-cuts them all.
Cross-cuts them all, exactly. Breaks down barriers. Yep.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Alicia Sloan, Ted Orr, Don Norton, and Bob Ruthven with the Iowa State Harley Owners Group.
Bob, you're bringing this group to Pella.
I am on the committee, and yes, I am the site coordinator, and it's not just me, but it's this committee of seven of us that are bringing it into Pella, and we're doing all that we can to make this a worthwhile event that people are going to enjoy. Locals will come out, see us. We've got things planned, and we'll be talking about those items. But I know one thing that we are going to have is a parade that's going to come in from Vermeer's. We're going to come in on the Vermeer Road and go out on Hazel Street, out to Elm Street, and then come up to the square on Broadway. And then in front of the Tulip Tower, and we'll park our bikes on Franklin Street in front of the Glockenspiel.
And so how many of you are there going to be, do you think?
Well, we just finished our pre-registration. Our pre-registration has over 300 people that are committed to coming to the rally. We also have an on-site registration that if people decide at the last minute they want to come in, they can also do that. We're expecting probably 50 to 75 people to show up on-site. So probably around 400 people will bring in to Pella.
And 400 people, and then do their families come too, following cars or anything like that? Or is this sort of a loner thing?
There are people that do bring their families, and it is, as we've said, a family-oriented organization. There's nothing here that you can't bring your families to that they would be offended by. But primarily, it's mostly couples on motorcycles.
Oh, is that it?
Yes, couples.
All right, so we might have, when you say 400 bikes, do you mean maybe 600 or 800 people?
It's 400 people registered,
so
it would be
couples registered.
Yeah,
yes.
So there may be probably 200 to 300 bikes, because there are a lot of women starting to ride their own motorcycles now. So,
with the husband on back,
occasionally.
It happens,
and we do have a few kids registered too for this event.
And then I suspect there's other activities going on. You're just not going to ride through town and park and sit there.
Yeah, we've got poker run, we've got guided rides, we've got scenic ride, then we have biker themed games, we have on bike games, we have off bike games Friday and Saturday to keep everybody involved. If you don't want to be involved with the games, we have routes planned for people to go around the countryside around Pella area, ride and see the countryside around here.
And local people are encouraged to come out to see us participate in these games, and they'll be in Trinity Church parking lot Friday afternoon and Saturday afternoon.
And what are those dates?
July 14th, 15th, and 16th. That'd be a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday that we're having the event.
All right, you said poker run. You're going to have to tell me what that means.
Basically, there's a route, and there's 4 to 5 stops where you ride to a destination. It could be an ice cream shop or a restaurant. You get a card, you write that card number down on your sheet. Then you come back, and whoever has the best hand wins. So basically, it's like playing Texas Hold'em. when you stop, you get a card. They write that card number down on the sheet. And then your next stop, you get another card. You write that number down, and you just go to your 5 stops. And that also encourages people to go out, check out the other restaurants and establishments in the area.
Okay, so you're trying to put people in to learn about the community and into the community and enjoying themselves, and also there's sort of a local little economic stimulus package here with the group being here.
Right, yes. And we've also got a color walk. A color walk is we have a number of area businesses in right here in Pella who have agreed to provide us with prizes, but basically what each person will do is go into each business that has registered and draw a color out of a felt tip marker out of a bag, and will mark their page with that color. When they get back after having filled out that sheet, the colors are each awarded a point system. And based on that point system, the highest number, the highest score based on those colors will win the prizes that the Color Walk sponsors have donated. So if blue is worth 2 points and pink is worth 6 points, and you have all pink on your scorecard, then you are going to have a higher score than the blue, so your chances of winning are better. But those point totals, those points for each color, are not determined until just before we score the sheets.
Have businesses stepped up and interested in this?
Yes, we've had several sponsors step up. They advertised in our book, and we're looking for additional sponsors. If they'd like to give me a call at area code 641-628-2302, we're looking to put additional advertising into our bags that we'll be passing out to all the bikers during the event when they register. So, like I said, and if you'd like to volunteer to help out with the event, you can also reach me at 641-628-2302. We are looking forward to having additional people come out, see the event, participate in the event as much as they can, because this is a family-oriented group, and we do enjoy having locals come out.
And what kind of volunteer help do you need?
We're looking for volunteers to man barricades. That'd be giving directions when bikers come into town as to where things are, things to do. It's all helpful information that the bikers appreciate.
And so maybe if a service club wanted to step up?
If service clubs want to step up, that'd be great. We could use all the help that we can. There's going to be bands on Friday night and Saturday night, and the public is invited to come and participate. There will be a fee that they'll pay to come in, but it'll be a lot like what it used to be as far as Live at 5 entertainment on the Molengrat.
Okay, and that's where it's going to be?
That's our main location. It's going to be on the Molengrat. The Amsterdam Hotel is our host hotel, and the Monarch Restaurant is providing the food, the entertainment, and so forth that's going on.
Do we know what bands are playing?
We'll have good local bands participating Friday night and Saturday night.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Alicia Sloan, Ted Orr, Don Norton, and Bob Ruthven with the Iowa State Harley Owners Group.
Have you filled the Grand Amsterdam Hotel, you think?
Oh, yes. The Amsterdam has been full for quite some time. They've been turning away people calling for a number of months now. People have been trying to get rooms there and cannot, so...
And the local hotels, the other ones have been filling up, and we have the campgrounds that are also being booked by bikers.
Wow, so you're just going to be this big little economic stimulus package coming to town?
Yeah, because a lot of people do still want to camp. So a lot of people either bring their campers or tents. They rather still kind of live off the land a little bit, have their little campfires at night versus staying in a hotel.
But you're right, it is these state hog rallies are very significant economic stimulus to communities that we go to. I mean, people, Harley owners like to have a good time, but they spend a lot of money too. So they will patronize local restaurants and hotels and businesses. And we really do appreciate all the support we've gotten from the local merchants and the city of Pella as well.
It's not just the economic package that's important. It's also learning about the culture and the tradition of that great American bike.
It is. You're exactly right. And we want the people of Pella to come and enjoy the bikes, come and look at the bikes, and enjoy our rally. Come and see what we do and the fun that we have. We'll be up here Thursday night, too. I think some of the pre-registration people will be coming in Thursday night, and we'll have some bikes up on the square, and people can come and look at the motorcycles and ask questions to the owners, and we'll be glad to, you know, fill them in on why we ride Harleys.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to ask us a question, because one thing about Harley-Davidson owners is we love to talk about our motorcycles.
You'll never find no two bikes alike. The only time you'll do that is when they're brand new right out of the box. After that, there's no two the same.
Well, what do you do stuff?
People accessorize them.
Customize them.
Change seats, change paint jobs, add chrome, take chrome off.
Lower the seat, raise the seat, put on...
Is yours lowered?
Yes, mine is lowered. Thank you. put on windshields, take off windshields, add chrome, put on different tailpipes, you name it. Somebody's figured out how to do it.
And so a good time, too, to teach the kids about motorcycles and about, sounds like, engineering maybe, too.
Sure, you bet. And safety, too. It's, you know, motorcycling is fun, but it's like any hobby and sport. It's dangerous. You got to be careful, but it's a fun way to travel. But it's a good way to inform and educate the youth about the thrill of motorcycling, the fun, but also the dangers and the risks. I mean, you know, it's like anything else.
You mentioned field events. What do you mean field events?
Basically, field events, we have 2 days. So one day we're going to have people do games on their bikes. And when we do these games, there's no speed involved because we want to recognize safety. So they're all safe games. They have to be approved by Harley if we can or can't do them. And the same way with the off-bike games. Like this year, I came up with a trike game called the Pizza Delivery. It's a two-person game. You have a route, a ribbon shape, and they carry two plates. The pasture does, with ping pongs and tennis balls and cheese balls, and you have a course to drive. And you go slow, as fast as you want, but it also goes on time, and whoever comes back with the most on their plate will be awarded so many points. And if there's a tie, you got to redo it. So with the cheese balls being really light and the ping pongs and the tennis ball, if it's a little windy day, you're going to have to move that plate around so nothing falls off.
Oh, so a test of driving skills.
You know, so the driver's got to drive a steady speed. If there happens to be a crack and hits a crack, the passenger has to balance the two plates without losing any items off their plates. So it's a fun little game. We're having another game called like a laundry wash, two-person game, closer in a dunk tank, and there's certain items you have to throw to your partner. It's kind of a wet game, socks, shirt, pair of pants, and then a blanket, and you have to catch it, but you can't cross over a line. You can't cross the line to throw it, and you can't step over the line to catch it. So you have to catch it. So basically the receiving person is going to be getting wet. So that's some of the games we have going on, kind of like that. We have a how's it hanging game with the banana and oranges. You have to get a banana to roll the oranges without your hands type game.
Is this fun for spectators to watch?
It'll be a lot of laughing. Lots of laughing.
Thanks to Alicia Sloan, Ted Orr, Don Norton, and Bob Ruthven for contributing to the program.
For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the Radio Audio Media Player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.